Welcome to the Stranger Than Fiction podcast. My name is Bridget, and I'll be your host. Join me as we discuss the paranormal, the unsolved, the tragic, and the bizarre. About 100 years ago, a booming mining business in Pennsylvania gave birth to a bustling little town named Centralia. The town's economy and homes relied and thrived on the abundant coal veins found below the surface, and the 1,200 residents of this small town worked as one unit in a tightly knit community. A town highly dependent on its coal mining industry, Centralia's residents were defined solely by its main commodity. In the 1860s, a society by the name of the Molly Maguires settled into the town. The Molly Maguires were an Irish group of immigrants who were accused of many violent crimes during their time in Centralia, including but not limited to the murder of Alexander Ray, the town's founder, and the death of the town's very first priest. It was never made clear whether they were truly guilty or simply framed by the mine owners, concerned that their mine workers would unionize, but nevertheless, in 1877, the crime wave finally ended, only after aggressive attempts to put an end to the Molly's reign of terror, including the execution of several suspected leaders. Centralia's reliance on their coal mines continued long after the Mollies ended their crimes, and the town grew to a population of over 2,700 people, most of these numbers being mine workers and their families. Through both a stock market crash and the Great Depression, the busy town of Centralia persevered and continued to do so until 1962, when the residents of this small town made a grave error. In May of 1962, Centralia was gearing up for their Memorial Day festivities, but there was a large issue that the city council wished to deal with. Abandoned and unregulated dumps were scattered about, and it was causing rats and an unpleasant odor. The most notable was the Centralia dump, an abandoned mine pit filled with garbage. Centralia's city council had collectively come up with the idea of lighting this dump on fire in order to rid themselves of it. It's unknown whether or not this was the first spark that would cause the sprawling fire underneath Centralia, but it seems to be the general consensus that lighting this dump on fire is what caused what would be the eventual demise of the town of Centralia. Immediately following the setting of the fire, which was on May 25th, visible flames would be doused with a hose, a pattern that would continue for weeks. The fire itself, unbeknownst to city officials, had gotten out of control almost as soon as it was set. It wasn't long before the coal mines that ran underneath the small town were engulfed in flames, the fire traveling down the tunnels under Centralia's main roads. Even when the flames weren't visible, residents would complain of a constant smell, a noxious mix of burning trash and coal. When this continued, officials would double down their efforts, pumping water into the mines, covering surfaces with clay in a vain attempt to smother the flames, and even pumping a slurry of ash, water, and rocks into the mine. But nothing they tried worked. It was too late for Centralia to be saved. Mines were shut down due to toxic levels of carbon monoxide. Although many attempts to extinguish the fires were made, none were successful. With mining being Centralia's biggest source of income, there were, as a result, many entrances to the tunnels, which were cavernous in nature, and this allowed oxygen to fuel the flames from so many directions that locating the source of the airflow would be insurmountable and incredibly expensive. Thus, the fire was left to burn, and the town went about its business as best they could. The burning underneath the city began to take its toll on the residents, their homes, their health, and their safety. As the fire reached temperatures of over 900 degrees Fahrenheit, sinkholes began to form. A 12-year-old child by the name of Todd Dombowski was playing in his grandmother's backyard when he was swallowed by a sinkhole that opened right underneath his feet. Quick thinking saved his life. The boy grabbed hold of the tree roots, and his cousin reached in and pulled him out. Homes began to tilt, fumes and smoke filled basements, and still the fires burned. A gentleman named Greg Walter told People magazine in 1981 that, quote, "Even the dead cannot rest in peace. Graves in the town's two cemeteries are believed to have dropped into the abyss of the fire that rages below them." According to National Geographic, many homes in the area lived with carbon monoxide detectors in their homes, and for good reason. The hole that Todd fell into emitted toxic monoxide fumes reaching at 1,154 parts per million, over 30 times the federal government's recommended exposure threshold. As the fire continued to rage on, residents of Centralia fell ill, and after Todd nearly lost his life, the town was declared uninhabitable, and approximately 1,100 of the residents of Centralia were bought out and relocated for their safety. In 1992, Pennsylvania worked to remove the holdouts that remained in the ghost town. Centralia's buildings were all condemned and its zip code was removed. Only 7 residents remained via court order, and they are forbidden from passing down their property or selling it. Today, Centralia is a husk of its former glory. The streets of Centralia are barren and covered in graffiti, and the very few homes, shops, and businesses that still remain are long abandoned. Plants have overgrown this once successful, lively town, and smoke lingers in the air at all hours. The residents that once called Centralia home are indeed long gone, forced out by a mine fire that, for the past 50 years, has burned and turned this area into an uninhabitable waste. Today, Centralia is a husk of its former glory. The streets of Centralia are barren and covered in graffiti, and the very few homes, shops, and businesses that still remain are long abandoned. Plants have overgrown this... Today, Centralia is a husk of its former glory. The streets of Centralia are barren and covered in graffiti, and the very few homes, shops, and businesses that still remain are long abandoned. Plants have overgrown this once successful, lively town, and smoke lingers in the air at all hours. The residents that once called Centralia home are indeed long gone, forced out by a mine fire that, for the past 50 years, has burned and turned this area into an uninhabitable wasteland. With smoking cracks in its roads, sinkholes opening up even still, and the last of its buildings crumbling away little by little, the mining town has been lost to a fire that could burn for another 100 to 250 years unless a safe and cost-effective way to extinguish it is found. Though the surface of the ground is no longer hot, with the fire traveling deeper under the earth's surface, the smoke still makes its way up, and a half a century of fire has weakened the ground so significantly that a sinkhole could form anywhere, anytime. Though many have come forward with ideas to extinguish the massive blaze, none have thus far been successful. The fire is in the shape of a large H, with its 4 pathways spreading in opposite directions. It's been estimated that it could cost up to $600 million to completely dig out the fire. It was proposed by a geologist named Stanley Mikulski that they could cut off the fire's northwest limb by filling in strategic slices of the mine with coal combustion ash, smothering the fire. And although when Mikulski took this idea to the PDEP and he was met with positive feedback, no further action was taken. In 2010, EarthMagazine.org reported that firefighters in Texas wanted to fill the mine with biodegradable nitrogen foam, though I was unable to find if these plans came to fruition. Centralia's sprawling 8-mile fire that has been burning 300 miles underneath the surface for the past 50 years is only one of an approximated 38 mine fires burning in Pennsylvania alone as of last year. Sinkholes and deadly levels of carbon monoxide make the roads and the air both a hazard, resulting in the restriction of certain areas and even the rerouting of Route 61. It seems that, at least for the time being, the former residents of Centralia will remain barred from the town they called home, and the land will remain an uninhabitable stretch of toxic fumes and deadly sinkholes ready to swallow any poor soul who takes one wrong step. It's questionable if we will ever truly find a method to extinguish Centralia's deadly blaze. As geologist Steve Jones told Smithsonian's Kevin Krajicek, putting it out is the impossible dream.